Sorry. This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 2/22/2023. Patient's last name is Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. First name is Chastity, C-H-A-S-I-D-Y. Date of birth is 2/20/1999. Patient is a 24-year-old female who presents with complaint of sore throat, also complaining of abdominal pain that's been ongoing for 1 month. Patient has history of umbilical hernia. Also complain of intermittent constipation. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge. No ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. She complained of sore throat with no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient complain of umbilical pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 144 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. Blood pressure 114/68. Pulse is 77, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane poly, grain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs care bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, reducible umbilical hernia noted. No rebound tenderness or guiding noted. Abdomen musculoskeletal patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert oriented times 3. No deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry. No lesions. No abrasion. No erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities. No deficit noted. Patient had a urine, dipsticks, and was positive for moderate amount of blood and leukocytes. Patient had a strep screen and it was negative. Patient will be given referral to a surgeon for follow-up regarding her umbilical hernia. Diagnosis for the visit, UTI, umbilical hernia, acute pharyngitis. Prescription given for Bactrim DS, 1 PO BID times 10 days, quantity 20. Fluconazole, 200 milligrams, 1 PO Q week, quantity 2. Lactulose, 10 grams per 15 mils. 30 mils POBID times 30 days, quantity sufficient. Follow-up visit scheduled for a week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Toll, I believe it's Toll, T-O-W-L-E. First name is Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D. Date of birth is 8/10/1956. Date of service 2/22/2023. Patient presents for surgical clearance regarding his leg ulcer sustained from insect bite, according to patient. He denies any prior medical history. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash, but complain of huge lesion, circumscribed lesion with scar in the center over the left leg. He denies any drainage from the wound. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 142 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 129 over 76, pulse is 72, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry with the exception of infected lesion with centralized eschar over the left leg, tenderness noted around the wound. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, surgical clearance, and left obstructed left leg. Chest x-ray was done within normal limits. EKG was within normal limits with sinus rhythm. Labs were done as requested with pending results. Patient to follow up with a surgeon for further instructions, and all results will be forwarded to the surgeon when available. Next patient, last name is Eval, EVALLE, first name is Alicia, date of birth is 1/2/1996, date of service 2/22/2023. Patient is a 27-year-old female who presents with complaint of runny nose, congestion, like ongoing for 2 days. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT. Patient complained of sinus drainage and pressure, runny nose, sore throat. Denies any painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blurred vision or eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress, allergies, patient stated that she's allergic to some medication, but not amoxicillin, not azithromycin. Unknown allergies. Weight is 158.1 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 113 over 81, pulse is 75, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist with the exception of pharyngeal erythema with slight pustular lesions. Um, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible with regular rates and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4 active, no tenderness, no papillomasis, extremities, patient moves all extremities, voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for strep screen. Diagnosis acute pharyngitis, acute sinusitis, allergic rhinitis. Patient was given Rocephin 500 milligrams, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. Both were well tolerated. Prescription given for Amoxil 875 milligrams, 1 POBID times 10 days, quantity 20. Fluticasone propionate nasal, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, quantity 1 unit. Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 unit. Follow up visit scheduled for 3 days. Next patient, last name is Morales. First name is Senona, S-E-N-O-N-A. Date of birth is 5/11/1999. Date of service is 2/22/2023. Patient is a 23-year-old female who presents for follow-up with lab results. She denies any acute symptoms at this time. She was recently treated for STD exposure, and she said that she's still having some vaginal discharge with fishy odor. Denies any other acute symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 149 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 114 over 76, pulse is 68, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, panic membrane, poorly gray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4 active, no tenderness, no papillomasis, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient will be treated today for vaginitis due to bacterial vaginosis. Lab results were revealed with patients with antibodies of hepatitis B. Reviewed with patients. Diagnosis, vaginitis due to bacterial vaginosis, STD exposure, and lab review and hepatitis B. Patient will be given metronidazole, 500 milligrams, 1 POTID, quantity 21. Follow-up visit schedule as needed. Next patient, last name is Smith, first name is Danielle. Date of birth is 12/6/1987. Date of service is 2/22/2023. Patient presents today requesting to be treated for dental pain with dental abscess. She stated that she's unable to eat because of pain on her gums or over the upper and lower plates. She also was presenting in a suspicious way. When we checked her urine, she requested to be tested for drugs and also for pregnancy. Pregnancy test was negative, but she was positive for amphetamine, benzodiazepine, and marijuana. Patient has been, according to PMP, patients has been doing going to multiple clinics for and has multiple physicians give her Tylenol 3, diazepam, clonazepam, and Adderall. patient started requesting for Tylenol with codeine, and she was told that we do not give controlled substance at this clinic, especially knowing the patient's drug history. Patient review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, but patient complain of dental pain with swollen gums. Eyes, patient denies any blur vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented, with no acute distress, vital signs. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 176.4 pounds. O2 saturation 99%. Blood pressure 126/83. Pulse is 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.6. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane poly, grain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, with the exception of erythematous dental plates over the gum area and the upper and lower plates. She has some broken teeth in multiple areas with discoloration over the root of her teeth. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regularity and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sound stands 4, active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given Rucefin 500 milligrams IM and Toradol 60 milligrams IM, both were well tolerated. After patient was given injection, she also stated that she was given Toradol at another clinic a month ago. But it appears as if patient still has an old bandage on her buttock. Patient left the clinic without taking her prescription for augmenting. She left the clinic abruptly without calling back or returning back to the clinic. Diagnosis, dental pain, dental abscess. Controlled substance abuse. Thank you.